Hello, hello. I am on now. Okay. Can you hear me now? I'm not a Verizon employee, but I can ask. Okay. Our scripture reading for today is one of the Old Testament passages for the day. You heard the psalmist speak of what we are to do in order to be faithful to God, to give praise, to give glory, to give honor, to pray for, to work for God. Here in Isaiah, I want you to listen, because some people will say this is for Jesus Christ only. And that's not true. This is for Cyrus, but also for all of us. Hear the Lord's words. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue nations before him and stop kings, strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him. And the gates shall not be closed. I, the Lord, will go before you, and I will level the mountains. I, the Lord, will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I, the Lord, will give you the treasure of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who called you by name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen children, I called you by name. I surnamed you, though you didn't know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Beside me, there is no little g God. I, the Lord, arm you, though you do not know me, so that they may know me. From the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord of all things. Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the skies rain down God's righteousness. Let the earth open up, that salvation may spring up, and let it cause righteousness, God's righteousness, to sprout also. I, the Lord, have created it. Got it? Good. Oh, no, I guess I should say something more. Our sermons, how closely related are they, Sheila, from last night and today? You were preaching from Kings, I'm preaching from Isaiah. It's a common theme. Choose your God. Will you worship the little g gods of the earth, like money, power, control, status, looks? Will you worship the little g gods that wander around the earth proclaiming their power, whether it be a movie star or an official of the government or somebody that we don't even know? Will you worship the little g gods that come before you to tempt you away from your God? I think it's pretty clear who God is. God is the one who formed you. God is the one who made you. God is the one who protects you. God is the one who names you. Now, to all the moms and dads in the room, I'm not trying to insult you at all. I know that you were very careful in your selection of your children's names. And my guess is that God put into your mind the exact name that would be perfect for that child. But I'm not taking anything away from you. It's just that you didn't know you weren't in control. God names us in a whole different way. My mother named me Patricia Louise Jones because she thought it sounded nice together. Patricia Louise. Patricia Louise. It has elegance about it. I'm not one of the most elegant people in the world. I didn't turn out that way. I'm Pat. Because God called me to be Pat. Patricia's fine. There's nothing wrong with that name. It's a beautiful name. But Pat is who I am when I serve God. And Pat is not quite as elegant as Patricia. Pat's a little rougher. Pat's a little bolder. Pat's a little more honest. Pat's a little more get in your face. Pat's also a whole lot more loving and a whole lot more receptive and a whole lot more hospitable. You don't ever, I hope, feel that you have to keep your distance from Pat like you might have to with Patricia. You are called by God, and it may be by your name that you were given, but it may also be by something else. And the question is, will you hear God, and will you answer God, and will you listen to what God is saying to you? Because God doesn't always say the things you want to hear. God sometimes says things you really wish you wouldn't say. God sometimes shows you things you really wish you wouldn't see. God sometimes walks through circumstances in your lives that you don't want to walk through. But God is all powerful. God is the one who can flatten mountains. God is the one who can part waters. God is the one who made the entire earth. God is the one who can see you through. If we lean upon God, if we listen when God is calling our name, and God is calling our name every day, if we listen to that and we listen to God, it may come in a whisper. It may come in a sound of music. It may come from a friend. It may come from one of your church brothers and sisters. It may come in the sound of the corn or the beans. It may come in the symphony. It may come in a hushed cricket sound. But God will be there, and God will call you, and God will tell you exactly what God needs you to do. Not somebody else, you. I have called you by name. What Pat is called to do is not the same thing as what Ruth is called to do. That doesn't diminish Ruth's calling or mine. God needs all of us. And God calls each of us. And each of us has different talents. What Dana's specialty is different than what my specialty is. But you see, God created us unique and wonderful. Created us in God's own image for the very reason that God wanted all of us to be together using the gifts that God gave us, answering the call that God calls when God calls us by name. And we're to all use them together. And that'll make a complete ministry. Until all of us are using our ministry, until all of us are using our gifts, we've got pieces missing. Things are not getting done. I, the Lord says, have called you, by name. Do you remember when you were little? Do you remember when your parents would call you? Or your caregiver, maybe it was grandparents, whatever. Do you remember when you'd hear, "Hey, Pat! Time to come in." You probably didn't hear "Hey, Pat," but you know what I'm saying. Put your own name in there. And then a little while later, you'd hear, "Patricia, time to come in." And then a little while later, you'd hear, "Patricia Louise Jones, get in this house." Right? I mean, come on.
No, she didn't use her middle
name. I'm not the only one. I don't think most of us want God to be doing the last one that your choice chose. I think God would rather say, hey, Pat, got something for you. And I think I'd much rather hear God call me that way. Wouldn't you? What are you going to answer? You going to wait till God calls you by your full name? Or are you going to answer God's call and listen? We're called by name by God to be partners in ministry. Let us pray. God, I cannot believe you would call me by name. How can you even know me? I'm just one of millions out there in the world. Why single me out? Why single any of these people out? God, when we read this scripture, we realize every single person in the world is precious to you. Every single baby, every single adult, every single elderly person, every single teenager is so important to you. You call us all by name. And you have called us each to do our unique ministries. Help us not hide from you. Help us boldly stand before you and say, here I am, I will do what you need. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation today is a new one for you. You have called me. It's number 455 in the hymnal if you like to look at music when you're learning a new one. And I'm going to ask for Amanda, will you keep my mic on so that I can help lead him on this one? You have called me. It's a wonderful hymn. I hope that you will take the words into your very souls. Let us stand and sing.